That was one chirp by him and then some by 5-3. Stop. Here goes bird 20 now, 5-7-4-4-6. Ouch, it's biting me. Hardly, these birds can hardly fly. Stop.
They're recording. I see some of the birds hanging around here. That was bird 19. I see bird 19 here. But at first glance, I don't see any of the others. Everyone, and I also see 23. That's not him calling. That's 5-3. Oh, and I think I see. Okay, I see three of the birds. Two males. I think I see the three males. Stop. Start recording. I see four of the birds at least. Stop. Start recording 5-3. I mean, 19 is flying up to the top of the tree here. He looks like he might be okay. Stop. Start recording. Some wild birds around the tree. I hear 5-3 calling to the stop, and a different bird just found it too. One of these just new releases just found it anyway. So a brief moment. Yeah, I let up. We decided to totally out of the nest. Stop. I'm hearing still see birds 18 and 22 and 23 just sitting in this small oak tree by the nest, blocking the sunlight and cooling and things like that. I think 19 is still alive too.
Recording. I can account for four of the crossbills that I released. They're still hanging around here, up in the trees, and the only one I can't figure out where is bird 20. Stop. Start recording 5-3, and the new releases are perking up a little bit, and they gave a few calls. Here we got 18. Is 19, wait no, 23 and perhaps 23, 22 and there goes 20, there they go, they made it. Here, this must be 19. Yeah. That was bird 19 calling, and the others, 18, I think 22 and 23, took off. Stop. Recording, three of the birds flew off, 19's still here in the tree. This is bird 5-3 calling. And it is now 7:50 a.m. Stop. We're calling 19 here. It's 19. Responding to some wild birds flying around, also with 5-3, pointed at 19.